Pope Benedict XVI today addressed the participants of an international conference entitled Woman and Man, Humanity in Its Entirety, sponsored by the Pontifical Council for the Laity. Lydia O'Kane has more.
Addressing the participants of the international conference sponsored by the Pontifical Council for the Laity, marking the 20th anniversary of Pope John Paul II's apostolic letter, Mulieris Dignitatem, Pope Benedict XVI spoke about how during the second half of the 20th century, because of profound social changes, the roles of women in various areas of social life has provoked much thought and reflection. The Holy Father stressed that such reflection must always be based on a sound theological anthropology that recognizes the respective differences, reciprocities and complementarities between women and men.
Nella Mulieris Dignitatem, Giovanni Paolo II ha voluto approfondire.
The Pope continued that in Mulieris Dignitatem, Pope John Paul II had wanted to deepen the contemporary discourse in the light of the truths about women and men revealed by God, which underlines their fundamental equality and dignity, and makes clear the complementary differences that constitute being human as male or female. Pope Benedict went on to say that facing cultural currents and politics that want to eliminate, or at least to obscure and to confuse gender differences, it is necessary to recall that the difference between the sexes are registered in human nature and are not just cultural constructions. Turning to his visit to Brazil last year and the opening of the 5th General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean, he recalled how the Church has the responsibility to proclaim this message in and out of season, especially in cultures that do not recognise the equal dignity of women. He spoke of the challenges of confronting cultures which continue to discriminate against women, even reverting to so-called religious arguments to justify such behaviour, and he reiterated the Church's mission in contemporary societies to reject any form of violence against women and the exploitation of women in the media and in the sex industry. Towards the end of his speech, the Holy Father focused on marriage and the family, saying that the family was fundamental to the cell of society.
Penso qui alla famiglia, comunità di amore aperto alla vita.
The family is the place where the full complementarity of women and men, thanks to the gifts of maternity and of paternity, are demonstrated as irreplaceable in the care and growth of children. He added that for its part, the state should develop adequate social policies that promote the stability and the unity of marriage and the dignity and the responsibility of spouses. The Pope also said that it was necessary that women were given back the possibility to collaborate in the construction of human society without being forced to negate the feminine genius. At the conclusion of his address, the Holy Father invoked the maternal intercession of Mary, who, he said, helps the women of our time to realise their vocation and their mission in the community and ecclesial and civil society. I'm Lydia O'Kane.